846 4CA.
20 minutes past nine here on the 846 Talk Show. Gavin King with you. Good morning. As I mentioned in the intro there, another day, another business broken into. Limoncello's on the Esplanade, a beautiful Italian restaurant, is the latest victim, the latest business to be broken into. It's often difficult for business owners and, of course, residents as well to talk about these incidents. It's almost as if, you know, you want to sort of put it behind you. So we're very, very grateful to our next guest for coming on the line to share their story. Her name is Bella Irwin. Bella is manager of Limoncello's Cafeteria and Pizzeria. She joins us now to share her story. Good morning, Bella.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm probably a little bit better than what you and the team are doing at the moment. Now, Bella, I'll hand it over to you. Just give us a bit of a rundown if you can. Just tell us when did it happen, what happened, what did they take? Go for it.
Sure. So about 1:30 yesterday morning, about 10 of them broke into the restaurant.
10?
Yeah, there was about 10.
Wow.
Okay. There was about 10 in total from what I could see on the footage. So they broke in through one of the little side windows. They've jimmied the window, lifted it up, two have jumped through and opened the sliding door.
Right.
And they've sort of all come through. They've taken the tip jar. They've managed to get and break into the till, so they've taken the float.
Right.
And a large number of alcohol. Yeah.
Jeez, oh, jeez. Yep. And tell us about how they got in. Sorry, on the side, I'm trying to picture it
so
down there.
On the side, yeah. So we've got sliding doors, and then as you enter the restaurant, just to the left, there's a little, like, if you will, like a drive-through window.
Ah, yes.
That lifts up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they've used, like, a screwdriver or something,
right.
And they've managed to lift it up and jump through because they're all so young and they're small.
Yes.
Jump through and run through the restaurant and open up the sliding doors and let everybody else in.
I mean, I've seen the photos on social media. Everyone is obviously outraged. It's been shared all over the place. And as you said, very, very young indeed. A mix of, you know, a mix of kids as well. Some non-Indigenous,
correct.
Some Indigenous,
correct.
About 10 of them, as you said. And just some of the photos I saw, they're just sitting around on the seats at the Esplanade, on the Esplanade.
Correct. So they were sitting on our tables and chairs for about probably 10, 15 minutes before.
Mm.
So obviously just, you know, watching to see if any cars were going past, I guess. Mm. Now, these kids I recognise, they come past every day. So
wow.
They walk past every night, the same kids, and there is no care factor. And actually, yesterday afternoon, three of the individuals walked past the restaurant.
No, no way.
Only yesterday afternoon.
You're kidding.
I'm not joking. Three of them walked past in the same clothes, so slowly, staring me down. And head chef came out and I said, look, we can't do anything.
Yeah.
I called the police and the police said there's nothing much we can do.
God.
I said, but they've just walked past the restaurant, three of them that broke in. There's nothing that we can do. Then this morning I was actually at the restaurant setting up and four of my customers are next door at Coast Roast and they said, oh, Bella, you know, one of the individuals, everyone's calling him Ginger Megs.
Okay.
on
Ginger
social media.
Megs, I imagine it's because of the hair, is it?
Correct.
Okay.
He's at McDonald's.
Oh.
And I went, what? They said he's at McDonald's talking to police. And I went, okay. So I went over there and I just sort of stood. I didn't actually go over.
Yes.
And I took some photos, to which I posted on social media
already.
Good. And I waited for the police to leave. Then I've run after the police. And I've said, why is he walking away? I said, he was one of the ones that broke in. And I said, why is he not being arrested? They said, there's nothing that we can do.
What?
I said, but he broke in. He was one of the guys. Here's my phone. This is the footage.
Yeah.
Easily
identifiable, Bella?
Yeah. They looked and they said, yeah, that's him.
That's him.
And I said, but you've just let him walk away. And they said, there's not a lot we can do. We'll see if there's anything that happens or if we can arrest him, we'll let you know. I mean, what do you do?
What do you do? And the fact, the brazen nature. I mean, it's almost as if they're taunting you and the team walking past.
Well, that's, yeah.
What,
so
the day,
the thing,
literally,
you know,
literally hours after they broke in?
Hours after they broke in, three of them walked past and just stared me down and I just was like, are they going to do this again tonight?
Yeah, yep.
Are they checking, you know, and it's the same individuals. And then this morning I'm setting up the restaurant and they're across the road at McDonald's.
Across the road.
And nothing's being done about it. Even after I talk to the police, I'm in tears and shaking.
Look, Bella, it's just, it's hard to know what to say, isn't it, when that sort of thing happens? I mean, how does it make you feel, if you can describe it?
I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I can't really say on radio.
Yes, that's right. You've got to restrain yourself.
I've got to restrain myself, I've been told.
As much as you don't want to, but
But I am. I'm angry and I'm frustrated. And then when I talk to police, I called police twice yesterday. And when I'm being told on the phone, oh, we're not sure if we can send a car, we'll see. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Like, what are we supposed to do?
What are we supposed to do? That is the exact
question.
You're
not safe.
Yeah.
You know, they're actually in front of your shop and you as an individual can't do anything.
No. Well, then you'll either get in trouble or you'll get hurt.
Exactly. And even this morning, the same thing. You know, so they're across the road. They're
enjoying
the
a bacon and egg McMuffin.
And they can't do anything about it. It's frustrating and it makes me angry. Everyone's angry because nothing is being done about it.
Yep. And look, you know, I don't like to be too hard on police. I absolutely understand your frustration there. But I think, Bella, police are just as frustrated as we are because they know
they
I mean, nothing happens to them anyway. Nothing happens to the kids.
Well, yeah, and that's what she said to me. She goes, and I actually said to her, look, it's nothing against you.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm upset. I haven't slept. I'm tired.
Yep.
You know, I'm having a vent now and I'm angry because he's literally just there. You know, and I said, I know you, and, you know, their hands are tied is what I keep getting.
Yeah.
But they keep saying, call police. But when you call,
nothing
I'm being
happens.
Told I can't do anything on the phone.
Yeah. I mean, these kids would be known to police. I've got absolutely no doubt.
And that's the thing, they are known to police.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Especially Ginger Meggs. Yep. Ginger Meggs is very well known.
Yeah. Of course, there'll be other, crimes, of course, that he's committed, other break-ins.
Correct.
But they're just allowed to wander around the street, taunting the very businesses that they've just broken into.
Exactly.
Oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear.
So, yeah, very frustrated and angry and, you know, I mean, something's got to happen. You know, we've got to stop this. It really, something needs to happen because, you know, we're not safe. Businesses are, you know, businesses' homes.
Yeah.
These are people's, you know, livelihoods.
I mean, you've obviously been around. You've been in the industry here locally for a while, Bella.
Can you
remember it being this bad?
Never.
No.
Never.
No.
I've been in Cairns since 95.
There you go. Yep.
And I've worked restaurants pretty much all my life. I've never known it to be like this.
No, because you
restaurants, bars. I've always been in the CBD.
Yeah.
And I've never felt this unsafe. I live one block away, and I can't walk to work. I drive.
To
work. I live on Grafton Street.
It's absolutely horrible. It's horrible.
You know, it's not safe.
Dear, oh dear. And what are your colleagues in the industry saying? Everyone's feeling the same.
Oh, look, we're all feeling the same. We are all feeling the same. I'm actually with a fellow, you know, restaurateur at the moment, and we were just talking about it. And yeah, we're all angry. It's hard. She's been broken into several times, both of her restaurants. You know.
And like I said, Bella, seeing those photos from your CCTV that you captured there, I mean, it's the brazen nature of, they must know that, they would know there's cameras. There are cameras everywhere these days, on the streets, in your business.
Well, you can see them.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You can look up and you can see.
That's right. You can see the cameras. Yeah.
It's not as if they're hidden. So they just don't care.
There's no care factor. Yeah. If you did, you know, if you could speak to the Premier or the opposition leader, what would you say to them, Bella? Without the language,
I had to think about it. Then.
You had to think about it. I could tell the pause.
You got in really quickly then. Look, something needs to be done. We can't do anything. As individuals, we probably could, but then we get into trouble. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We get into trouble. So many people are wanting to do what the people in Rockhampton and Alice Springs and you know, but we can't do that.
Yeah.
Things will just get out of control. But it needs to stop. These kids need to be taught a lesson. Like this one individual who is or could be charged, you know, he's not for whatever reasons, you know, the police said to me just before, you know, there are special circumstances or because they're on the streets or whatever it is. I mean,
Well, I'm speaking to police, in fact, right after this for, you know, just to get the daily wrap-up. So we might actually put them on the spot and just ask them, what's the go? What's happening with the Limoncello's break-in? So we'll report back to you. But not that that's, it's, you know, a small comfort, of course, for what you're going through, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Bella. Well, keep your head up if you can.
Thank you.
We appreciate you telling your story. Like I said, it's not always easy to, you know, to come on the radio and share your story. I'm sure you'd rather wish, of course, it never happened. But you know, without your voice, you know, without voices like yours sharing the story, we've just got to keep going until something's done. So we appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Thank you.
That's Bella Irwin. Bella is manager of Limoncello's Cafeteria and Pizzeria. Go and support them if you can. Down on the Esplanade, fantastic menu, awesome staff as well. Great spot. So go and support them.